City. Please call 416-946-7800. Toll free at 1-888-204-8976. That's 416-946-7800. Toll free at 1-888-204-8976 to donate to the CIUT Membership Drive. You may also donate online at www.ciut.fm. The sound of your city. CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto. The evolution continues. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Go on, everybody, jump on the floor. Guys, all right, no, it's your stuff.
Collective CAUT 89.5 FM. This is the Membership Drive Show.
Yay!
Yay! And we are Jams.
Victoria Grant.
Molly, a.k.a. Docu Vixen.
Adrian Griffin Wall.
Kemba King.
And shout out to Luam, who is on assignment. We're the Vibe Collective. We're heard every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. From 3 to 4, we have roundtable talks, reasoning sessions about important issues like social justice, decolonization, identity,
environmental justice, environmental racism, gender advocacy.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Food.
Popular culture.
Yes.
Parenthood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hip-hop.
That's right. That's what we do every Saturday. And the whole purpose is to inspire critical thought amongst you, the listeners, and as well as ourselves. I mean, I always feel quite full after every show with you guys every Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't all have the same opinions. We share a lot of similar values, but we don't always agree on everything. And so we try and get those juices flowing every Saturday. And so if you have ever appreciated anything you've ever heard on the Vibe Collective, today is the day to show us some love, show us some appreciation. It is the CIUT Membership Drive, the Fall 2013 Membership Drive. And if you want to make a donation and support a very good cause, which is community radio, things that you won't hear in mainstream, you want to pick up the phone and call
416-946-7800 if you are in the Greater Toronto Area. If you are listening to us across Canada, we had a couple of donations, I think, last time from one guy was from Winnipeg, I think it was. Mm-hmm. You can call 1-888-204-8976. Or if you don't necessarily want to speak to someone, you can go online to www.ciut.fm and make sure, please, that you let them know it's for the Vibe Collective.
Yes, we do accept antisocial donations.
I mean, like,
don't want to talk to nobody.
I mean, I know that we have a diverse group of listeners, and I know that, you know, there are times when I just want to do my thing, you know? And maybe they don't want to call in while they're listening to our show, so that, you know, they want to go online and do that.
Yeah. You're right. I donated one time online. I didn't call in. I just a couple of days before I went online, did my thing.
Yeah. And let's just talk about that a little moment, how Victoria came to be on the Vibe Collective. Because I was
don't stress her out because she's writing a piece of poetry for me.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Writing. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, constructing.
Constructing. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this week about how amazing it was that, you know, for the longest time, we would always get these tweets from V. Grant.
She was our star listener.
She was our star listener. And we were always so, speaking about being filled up, we were always filled with so much love every time we would get a tweet from her. And then I remember when you would donate and it would just be like, oh, we love her so much. And then we finally met you and it was during a membership drive show.
Yes. Star listener also can be read as stalker. I stalked you guys for a while. Like,
I feel like we've had a lot of new stalkers too since then. Like our Facebook page has blown up.
Yes, it has.
Yes.
It has. Speaking of, if you want to know more about us, you should go to it and like it right now. Yeah. We will like you back. And so this is kind of an anniversary for you because I think it was the fall of last year.
Was it?
Was it the spring?
Spring.
Was I think I've donated.
We asked her really early to come on, I think around this time.
And okay. I had donated previously before in the fall.
Yes, yeah. And now you're part of the family.
Yay.
And speaking of, I have to give you some more propers because Victoria got up at 6 a.m. this morning to make 2 dozen red velvet cupcakes.
Yeah. She's a star host. She went from star listener to star host.
Star host.
I'm not going to even, you know, I'll tell you why I had to get up at 6 this morning. I was going to bake last night because it'd just be easier, but I was doing nothing but foolishness. So I was like...
Oh, so you were forced to get up.
I had to get up early.
By your foolishness. This was like
by my foolishness.
Off
so.
Mic conversations about what that foolishness was. Can't just be so vague on the air. I'm just saying. It was a Friday night.
Halloween, right?
Friday night. We're a family. And our listeners are a part of our family too, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And
they are.
If we're nurturing healthy relations amongst Indigenous people, people of color, various class communities, however you fit in, you have to have an open conversation about what's happening.
Sharing
one
circles.
Day I'm going to be as smooth as Kimber. You know? One day, you know. Right? One day.
She just slides it in there.
Because it, like, when I say celebrity gossip, everyone's like, oh my God, there you go. But Kimber just frames it, and it's like, it almost doesn't sound like you're fostering in people's business. Almost sounds like you're not. But.
I'm going to stop talking right now.
Okay, so back to these cupcakes, because I just want to let the listeners know, if you are interested in these cupcakes, come down to the station right now, make a live donation, we'll welcome you onto the air.
For sure.
And you will get to enjoy some delectable red velvet cupcakes, care of Victoria Grant.
With cream cheese frosting.
Oh my Yum. Gosh. And perhaps a poem or two.
Perhaps.
Yeah, get serenaded.
What's the address here?
The address is 7 Hart House Circle. So you come to Hart House, which is just north of College, south of Bloor. We are just a little bit, we're right across the street from the north end of Queen's Park. And come in through the main doors of Hart House and up to the 3rd floor. And make a donation to the Vibe Collective, to the station. You'll get to meet all of us cool people.
I'm sure many of you are on the way. And if that was a little bit too quick for you, you can call 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976 to come make your live donation.
That's right. And you can also call 416-946-7000 if you want to show some love and talk about what you know, what we mean to you. If you've ever heard anything that has made you go, and inspired any kind of thought, any kind of discussion in your home or with your community or with your friends, with your children, we would love to hear from you. So please,
can they tweet at us too?
They can tweet at us. Mm. Yes, yes.
We like tweets.
Yes, I'm just about to send out a tweet. We are at Vibe Collective. So tweet at us and let us know what you think. But most importantly, we really need that support. We need the money. Unfortunately, we need that money. So we need you to call. Once again, the lines are 416-946-7800. Also, if you're driving, because this happened on Monday on Indigenous Waves, we had somebody who was driving and was calling to make a donation, and they got pulled over and ticketed.
No.
I know. Really not.
Yeah, pull over.
Pull over. Don't call and drive, unfortunately. We don't want you to get ticketed for us. As much as we want your support. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, like, people, like, you know, giving should come from the heart, not in terms of, like, you know, what I'm going to get back out of it, right? Like, because technically, then it's not really giving. That said, if you give $25, you happen to get into a draw where you can win, reading in reverse order, an entertainment prize pack, 1 year VIP membership for two at Carlton Cinemas, Medieval Times tickets, if you're into that, and Live Nation concert tickets and more.
Right. Wow.
You can win Word on the Street prize pack. It's a Sony e-reader, award-winning books, and more. You know, so for that commute, you know, you don't want to look at people.
You can. You don't want to talk to people.
That was like right at me, eh? Okay. Just as long as everybody understands that.
I didn't call no names. You can. Next is health and wellness prize pack, yoga membership, spa services. You know, if you want to, you know, get that fitness on. Mm-hmm. And the number one prize is a Samsung Galaxy X4 Mini. You know, we don't really deal with the BBM thing or the iPhone thing. It's like it's all about Android.
Yeah. Right?
And we have four lovely volunteers. I don't know if they're all volunteers, actually. Maybe some of them are staff.
I think one is staff. Shout out to Melissa. And then the other volunteers.
Yeah. Are there today. And they're lovely. I was talking with them earlier.
They said they were here for the cupcakes.
Right? Yeah. Oh, and I brought pepper sauce.
Yes. Pepper sauce. I knew we were forgetting something.
And I wrapped it in foil, and then I wrapped it in tissue paper from Victoria. Well, I won't say the name on the, but some special wrapping paper.
Well, something's really going on, eh?
Oh.
Nothing but the rent.
And I just want to let the listeners know, last week Kemba brought this homemade pepper sauce that she made herself, along with some cashews and pakora. And I swear I could have eaten that stuff with a spoon. It was bomb. And I ended up taking the rest home.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was really, really nice.
I'm going to make some more. I just, you know, the last little bit is for that lucky listener who calls in.
Yeah. So if you want, if you're a fan of pepper sauce,
Trini pepper sauce.
Then please do call right now, 416-946-7800. Make a donation to the station and the Vibe Collective, and you'll be entered into the draw to win some boom pepper sauce. Yes.
And like it's homegrown. It's not like she went to the store and just grabbed a couple of peppers and mashed them up. And like these peppers were grown with love over time.
Yes, from a tree
have. It's planted. It's not, you know.
That I talked to. It's so interesting that you said Trini pepper sauce, because I would never think to qualify. I'm like, is there any other pepper sauce?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yes, there is.
Yes. I would say.
We're all different islands.
Sorry.
What a Trini thing to say.
I'm in the minority here.
Myself.
You are. Yes. Yeah, there's two Bajans and two Jamaicans. Yeah. One Trini.
Let's do what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh, we have lots of laughs here at the back.
We really do. I love the environment here. We have so much fun.
We really do. I want to give a shout out to Whitney French, who is on her way. Whitney is an honorary collective member and an amazing poet, and known for her.
And a regular guest.
And a regular guest on the show, and she's coming through to show some support and love. But I just got a text from her. She's stuck on the streetcar.
Oh, how not usual that is.
Getting stuck on the TTC?
Really?
I know.
I've never heard of that.
Shocking. Strange.
I took the TTC last night. It wasn't bad.
Just the driver.
I nearly had an experience when I realized how much the fare went up when I jumped on there.
Yeah.
I'm
like, oh. Yeah. $3.
Yes. Wow. And I went back to the TDC. I remember, like, you know, kids' tickets, 30 cents. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going back to them times.
Yes, I remember that.
Sorry, Victoria. Victoria's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, really? 30 cents?
Yeah.
And remember, 35 like, cents. Remember when you get to that age where you're, like, still holding on to trying to pay the child fare?
You're trying to hustle. Exactly. Trying to hustle it.
I didn't have to hustle. I look like 12 until around age 20, so it wasn't really.
that was me too.
It wasn't really a problem.
Oh
you know?
My gosh.
That's a story for another time.
I was thinking about this morning. Oh man, I was thinking this morning about the clothes that I was wearing, and like half the clothes I was wearing is from like local folks, you know.
Awesome.
And then I was thinking about the fact that I met these people through doing radio. Right, and how important radio can be to foster community. And I was thinking about the first place that I did a radio show, one of our sister stations. And I remember when, you know, I didn't really get official training because I just move into things sometimes without training. So, and I had referred to the ads, right? And then I remember the station director saying at the time that they're not ads. Like, I can't remember what the exact conversation. I was trying to frame how to phrase it, and then I just started saying, you know, we're moving into supporting the community as they support us. Like, there's this reciprocal relationship with community radio and people who listen and people who maybe buy spots. So that's something to think about in terms of how we're going to support local and be sustainable as well too.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the fact of the matter is that thanks to community radio, you have access to content that has no affiliation whatsoever with any kind of corporate agenda, unlike all of the mainstream media out there.
Unlike
everything else in the world. Exactly. But specifically when you're speaking about media, you know, there's a we talk about this every membership drive and also just all the time. There's a monopoly. You know, there's a monopoly in Canada. I think it's something like 3 or 4 different corporations who own pretty much all the television stations and the radio stations.
I think we're the most concentrated in ownership in the G8 countries. Yeah, more than the States.
Yeah, so it's really, really critical to support community radio because, you know, the thing is that we offer we offer space. We offer holding space for voices that we know are being erased from other spaces. You know, Indigenous voices, people of color voices, and it's in a real way. Like we don't have to, you know, shuck and jive. We don't have to like play any kind of stereotype or trope to get into that space. Yeah. We can be ourselves. We can be heard. We can talk about the things that matter, that are reflecting in our community, that we see happening in our community. We can be critical, and you know, and we take that responsibility really seriously. That's why we all come through. We volunteer every week. And, you know, a lot of you are coming a long way. I don't have very far to come, but, you know, a lot of you are coming, traveling a long distance to be here every Saturday.
Yeah.
Scarborough. You know, and again, like this is a public service that, you know, we have a responsibility to provide, content that our community, I think, I hope, you know, values and needs to hear. So just one of many reasons that we need your support today for the CIUT membership drive. The number once again is 416-946-7800 or toll free
1-888-2048976.
I think what's great about Vibe Collective 2 is the balance. Like, we joke about celebrity gossip, right? But, like, within being politicized and talking about political, there needs to be a certain balance of talk, right? And then we also balance that out with music that's diverse and also supports local Toronto artists. And maybe you don't necessarily have $25 right now, but you can call us and pledge and then come down and drop some money off, you know, tomorrow, sometime later in the week. So
And it doesn't have to be $25. I mean, that's $25 makes you a member to CIUT. But we always do it grassroots style. We will take anything you have. If you have $5, that means something to us. If you have $5 that you want to donate just to show that love, just to show that support, and to make yourself heard in this conversation that we have every week, that's really important. It's important to us to know that there's somebody out there who's hearing, you know, the conversations that we're having, and this is the opportunity to do that. If you're one of those people who doesn't want to talk to people, who doesn't want to call in and join the conversation, but you do want to let us know that you're hearing us, this is the time to do it. So please make a donation. I don't know that we've had any so far. I know my auntie donated online.
Aww.
Yes. So I want to give her a big shout. I don't think she's listening because she's in Ottawa and she's probably not streaming. But I want to shout her out anyway. Shout out to Moo. Big love. And but I think we need to get those phones ringing. So somebody want to throw that number out again?
416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976.
And Victoria, do you want to talk about, I know I asked you this last time, do you want to talk about your experience as a listener before you became a member of the Vibe Collective? And you would tune in every week and you would tweet at us and mm-hmm. be participating in that way.
Yeah, I would tune in every week at home or at work, on my phone, whichever, because I enjoyed the conversation, the type of conversation that you guys had every single week. It's something that I don't really listen to radio, but on mainstream channels, you don't find that type of dialogue. So I enjoyed it. And also, one of the biggest things for me was it increased, like, my musical vocabulary. Because you would play songs that I've never heard before, and from like local artists, and so for me that was a major thing. I enjoyed the dialogue, and I also enjoyed listening to music that I haven't heard before. So I enjoyed the mixes.
Well, thank you for that.
Little man would like to contribute something. I forgot a toonie. So.
That's lovely.
That's awesome. Shout out to Javon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to get his contribution. And that's a big deal for him. Like, you know, he got $5. He took two to be like here.
Wow.
So
so much love to him. He is a really impressive young man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You have a lot to be proud of there with him.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I heard like he came in and, I don't know, was walking in and he was in front of me. I heard like he went around and was like holding everybody's hand, like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not, I heard he was just on point.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to be like, where's your manners?
No. He went out on his own and introduced himself and shook his hand to all of us. And yeah, he was a very impressive young. He is a very impressive young man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you to him for his donation. That means a lot.
Yeah.
That really means
he's not listening, but I'll let him know that that you guys would definitely appreciate the donation.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. So I do want to give a shout out to the folks over in El Sepulcroc, New Brunswick. They've been on the front lines for a few months now, standing up against SWN resources, and then they were brutally attacked by the RCMP just 2 weeks ago now. And so I just want to shout them out and send them some love. They've got a couple of their warriors who are the bail was set really high. And the problem with that, and this is something we've talked about before and we will continue to talk about, is why is the RCMP protecting corporate interest, foreign corporate interest, and attacking community members, attacking citizens?
Well, that's kind of been the history of policing.
Yeah, that's basically what police are for.
Yeah, but no, that's not what they're for. I mean, we know that's what they do, but that's not what they're supposed to be for. That's not what Canadians believe, therefore. So that's why I'm asking this question, because I want people to think about that. Why is this happening? And why is it okay with people that the RCMP paid with Canadian tax dollars, is attacking citizens and protecting foreign corporate interests? I'm just going to keep asking that question. I just want people to
I think I'm basically go back to like challenging that and like that myth or whatever. If you look at the history of policing, I mean, like police wasn't, they weren't private when they first came. I mean, they weren't public. They were kind of basically little, you know, sort of, you know, sponsored by certain things. I mean, they come out of the missionary, or the mercenary kind of thing, right? Yeah. So I don't know where that myth and how that myth was created. But
I imagine just like when you had like people being put into the profession, and so they tried to maybe change the face of it to a degree. But I remember I was in high school, and this was like in the 90s when, like, you know, there's a lot of police shootings. And the police came in, and they were like, our main job is to protect property.
Yeah.
Like he said straight up, it's like, yeah, like that's what our job is. Like, you know, it's not really so much about people, yeah, you know, but we're really here to protect property and the things that keep property safe. And as much as people's behaviors jeopardize that, then, you know, then that becomes a concern. And even if you look at how some of the sentencing work and stuff like that, it's like a crime against property is as great, if not greater, than a crime against a person.
Absolutely.
Right? So the way that the legal system is set up, and, you know, the way that some police used to be very upfront about it, it's like, yeah, well, we're here, they understand that that's primarily what their job was for. Not everybody, I guess, thinks like that, but...
Well, this is the thing, and that's
ultimately
what...
Ultimately it.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is the thing, because a lot of Canadians, you know, there's a picture that I took in Kensington. Someone had, you know, painted this beautiful acronym of police, political oppressors. What was it? I'll just look it up real quick. Anyways, and a lot of the comments, because I put it on Tumblr, and a lot of the, it got quite a bit of love, but then some people would be, like, criticizing it, saying, you know, oh, you know, sure, you know, you're criticizing them, but what happens when you need them, blah, blah, blah. That whole rhetoric, yeah. Right, of people,
and
it's
then
police.
Be like, wouldn't you call them? Actually,
yeah, exactly.
I would think about it, actually.
It's political, political oppressors legally interrupting conscious evolution. Which I thought was brilliant. It's a brilliant acronym because that's exactly what they do. But there's this mythology around it, like you're saying, Melinda. It's a myth that they're there to protect the community. But on the flip side, it is tax dollars who pay for them, who pay their salaries.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's why we need to challenge when they're protecting, especially foreign corporate interest, especially something like fracking on indigenous unceded territory,
right.
You know, and attacking indigenous people on unceded territory for protecting their land. That's, you know,
it's mind boggling. But I mean, that's capitalism, right? It's like,
yeah.
Disrupt anything that doesn't, that you disrupt anything that's going to cost you future profits, right? Like, that's kind of the business mentality. And you have these people who are living in this kind of way that isn't feeding into your system, well, that becomes a threat, right? Mm-hmm. So now you have to do things to disrupt that. And that's fresh in my mind. I just came from a talk at, a Jamu's talk. You know, I'm bad with, I don't look at names or places. I just kind of just show up, right? So I don't really remember nothing, right? So I was like, I'm at this talk, right?
Somewhere.
On the campus. You know, it was 45 Wilcox Street. So whatever building that is.
Right.
And there's a man from Belize. He was there, and he's living on indigenous land. And he's saying, like, how they're just they're reclaiming it. Because over three generations, there was this kind of concerted effort to, like, push people into the import food system, to disrupt their language through schooling, push them into the money economy, all of these things. And once they were put into that system, then the price of food started rising. Mm. And it got to a point where they couldn't really, you know, they couldn't afford it, or they were working so hard or whatever. And, like, so there's been this huge movement of reclaiming the land and, like, people going back to communities. And they still might work outside of the community, but a lot of it is really based on food security, building your own house. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, I remember I saw the tail end of this to a degree. With my parents in the Caribbean, where it was like, if you wanted a house, your house or something fixed, it would be like people from around who had those kind of skills would come and you'd work something out and you'd get something built onto your house or whatever it was. So kind of going back to those kind of things. And I just immediately thought of...
Elsa Booked Up.
Thank you. Right. And how that program is unfolding here in Canada. Mm. as you have nations who are doing that, mm-hmm. and how people who want to make money off of them mm-hmm. see it as a threat. And so they're going to create all kind of pretext to go in and disrupt it. And it's, thank you, Kemba, for saving me. Again, it's toward a self-caring caring society. It's happening now. Filberto Pinados, he's the man from Belize. And it's at the William Dew Auditorium, 445 Wilcox at Spadina.
New College,
yes, yeah. Yes.
I need to just interject here because we got to go to a break. And also we have had, Melissa just popped in and told me that we've had no callers.
Boo.
No callers. Nobody has called in to donate to the show. So this happens to us every year, every membership drive. So I don't know, maybe we're missing something. I don't really know, but we need some phone calls. We do, because I don't know how much longer the station's going to allow us to not fulfill a quota. So if you value this conversation or any of the conversations we have, show us some love. 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our reasoning session here on the Vibe Collective, CIUT 89.5 FM.
Donate to CIUT 89.5 FM today. Call 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976.
The sound of your city. CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto. The evolution continues. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
We're back on the Vibe Collective, CIUT 89.5 FM. It is our membership drive show. We need you to go to your phones right now and make a donation to CIUT and supporting our show, the Vibe Collective, because we've had no donors so far. And we're halfway through the first hour of the show. We do have a goal of 20 members. I'd be happy with 20 donors. And as we've been saying, you know, any little bit that you have to contribute helps. We actually have had a few pre-pledges, and I want to shout out Javon for making a pre-pledge, to Kemba also for making a pledge to the show, and to my Auntie Moon. Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
And again, I want to encourage people to come by the station. First of all, we would welcome you onto the air with us. And, you know, it'd be great to have some fresh voices in talking about how much they love us, but also talking about, you know, joining in the conversation that we're having. And then also to make a live donation. If you do, you have the opportunity to walk away with a few of these incredible looking red velvet cupcakes that Victoria got up at 6 a.m. to bake just for you listeners. So you definitely want to come in, and she might even drop a poem or two on your ears.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the address is 7 Hart House Circle. We are just north of college, just west of University and south of Bloor. East of St. George. Come up to the third floor and come on in and make a donation, have some red velvet cupcakes, meet all of us, join in the conversation, and you'll be entered into the prize draw that we have for some homemade pepper sauce mixes from myself, Jams, and DJ Griffin, aka Adrian Worrell, as well as a funk prize pack that I forgot to mention that I'm just going to talk about right now, care of Vortex Record Store. It is on Thursday, October 31st. There is a Halloween funk bash featuring Lee Fields and the Expressions, Casey Roberts and the Live Revolution, Soul Motivators, DJ Brendan Canning of Broken Social Scene, and Farbsy Funk, and more. That's all going down at the Phoenix Theater. And sorry, it's Cops Records. My bad. And so we've got a couple of tickets for that as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So once again, 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. Make a pledge and win a prize.
So you can have various methods of making your donation to the Vibe Collective here at CIUT.FM. We do take all major credit cards. We take cash. If you come down and visit us, as Jemiah just said, we can take debit, checks, and money orders. And if you're big on that PayPal, you can contribute to us via PayPal as well.
That's right. That is right. And there are some prizes that the station is offering. So if you donate $25 or more, you're entered into the draw. And I know, Adrian, you had the prizes listed.
Oh, I have them here.
Okay, do you want to break it down?
So the number four is Entertainment Prize Pack, a one-year VIP membership for two Carlton Cinemas, Medieval Times tickets, and Live Nation concert tickets and more. Number three, the Word on the Street prize pack, Sony e-reader, award-winning books that you'll get on that. Number two, a health and wellness prize pack, a yoga membership, spa services, and more. And number one is the Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini.
Wow, that's pretty fancy pants. So if you donate $25 or more, you're entered into the draw, and you can win that. And then you can do there are a few other things you can do. You can sponsor a Watt. It's incorporated into the campaign this year. It's a dedicated fund for purchasing a new digital transmitter to replace the current tube transmitter. It's a $10 donation to sponsor a Watt. And the sponsorship includes a certificate for the donor and recognition on our website. So when people call in, you can just let them know you're interested in sponsoring a Watt as well as the Vibe Collective. The goal for the station is to reach 60,000. That's 60,000. And it's, you know, again, it's important to recognize that community radio, you know, people don't understand, I think, the ways in which the mainstream monopoly operates. And, you know, there's always a corporate agenda that they have to toe. And that includes the stations that are supposed to reflect our community. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, those stations, they are about sales. They're not about community. They're about sales. They're about numbers. They're about, you know, keeping those numbers up, those ratings numbers up, so they can continue to operate their business, which happens through advertising. And that's how mainstream radio stations, at the very least, have to toe that corporate line. And they often have to answer to their sponsors. Whereas our sponsors here in community radio are you, the listeners. So when you make a donation, you're taking agency for the media that you're consuming. You're taking responsibility for that. You're letting your voice be heard. And, you know, and then you can, you know, have a say in what happens here in the station. And especially if you become a member. Gives you that opportunity to do that. So please call 416-946-7800, toll free 1-888-204-8976. You can go online, www.ciut.fm. It is a secure server. And make a pledge to the Vibe Collective and to community radio.
Doesn't CIUT have like the widest reach? In
the widest?
The widest far reaching?
Yes. I just wanted to make
I thought I said widest.
Widest.
Yeah. Widest.
Yes, the biggest.
The biggest.
Yeah. Yeah.
The right. Most extensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside of the CBC and I think Q107. Yeah, we go Kitchener to Coburg, Buffalo to Barrie or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's 15,000 watts, so it's pretty extensive. And there are over 50 different shows on the station, and a lot of them are, you know, really the only place where you will hear that mm-hmm. particular conversation or that particular genre of music. So yeah, definitely lots of reasons to support community radio. Yeah.
I guess I was just maybe thinking about like some of the topics that we've covered or guests that we've had as well. Like my recent memory is a lot better than my long-term memory, but like we had, you know, Zaki on the show. We've had Zaki Ibrahim. We've had Junior T. We had Brandon on from Black Daddy's Club. So talking about, you know, what it means to be an artist, what it means to be a politicized father, all these different topics that you're not necessarily going to hear on other radio stations. Maybe even like I think the way in which we deliver, Vibe Collective delivers information as compared to other stations or other shows are going to be unique because of our diverse voices as well, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that moment where we've asked questions where guests are like, wow, that's a great question. Like, mm-hmm. I never really thought about that. We're going to dig into as well.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that we're challenging each other on the air as well, you know, we're, like I said earlier, we all share mostly the same values, but in terms of our perspectives, we all come from different locations and we have different perspectives and we offer, you know, real talk, real mm-hmm. conversation where we're not all just agreeing with each other and patting each other on the back. and it's not about navel gazing for us. It's about challenging each other, challenging, problematizing the topics that we're talking about and coming at them from, you know, all of the different locations that we're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, Melissa's here.
Oh, is this good news?
We've got, Yay. Oh, yes, thank you. Akaji donated, and he recommends saying the phone number more.
She. That's actually my sister.
Oh, what?
Yay.
Shout
out. Big up, sis.
I didn't know that was your sister's Shout name. Shout out, Akaji.
Shout out to Akaji.
Oh. Family yeah, love.
That's you really know. Awesome.
Yeah. That's amazing. You have to bring her down sometime. Akaji, this is an open invitation.
Yeah.
I've heard so much about you. I think it'd be really nice to meet you.
Most people can't really handle the two of us in the same room at the same time. It's usually quite the experience.
We know who's this, you and that, in that situation. Because Akaji is very lovely. Call 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976 or donate online because you are online, you're sociable that way, www.ciut.fm. You know, there's people who have conversations online, you know. I don't, you know, I just like to watch and stalk online, so I like to call and do stuff in person.
And come down, have some cupcakes, join in the conversation.
Yeah.
And then, of course, whoever is donating today, whoever comes down or makes a donation via phone will be entered into our draw. Unfortunately, we don't have access to the online donors until later because...
Yeah, so if you donated, give us a call so that we can shout you out.
That's
right.
Exactly.
And put you into the draw.
Yeah.
So, and you... have the opportunity to win some of the greatest tasting pepper sauce I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
and as Adrian said, it's made from the love because it's not like you went to the store and bought those peppers.
No
you grew
GMO.
Them yourself. Yeah, no GMO.
GMO. It's real pepper sauce.
Yeah.
It warms your soul.
It really does.
No, it really, I was sick. I wasn't feeling too well. And I had some of your pepper sauce. And instantly I was like, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Yeah.
I'm about to bottle that and sell it as a home
remedy. I really think you
should.
To. Like, for real. I mean, there are a lot of pepper sauces out there. Some of them are good. Some of them are just kind of okay. This is like next level good. Like, good doesn't describe it. It's delicious, flavorful.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah. And I was just going crazy with it last week. I mean, I think I probably ate more than everybody else. And it was just with those cashews. I mean, that's all you need. Just a little bit of something to put
and
it
that
on.
That was like a side thing. I didn't even like.
Oh, it was good. Mm-hmm. So once again, 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. Make it pledge to the Vibe Collective and be entered into the draw to win the Funk Prize Pack, some cupcakes, red velvet cupcakes from Victoria, and pepper sauce, homemade Trini pepper sauce, care of Kemba King, a.k.a. Meme. Yes. Yes, yes. Also, this week, or I don't know if anyone saw the Senate scandal. I just want to talk about this for a minute because, first of all...
There was another one?
Right. Well, it's the same one. It's the same one, but what's so funny is Mike Duffy and Patrick Brazeau, they had their opportunity to speak and have their voices heard.
Oh, great.
It was. There's so many layers to this. I mean, first of all,
beautiful.
It was
just beautiful. This, the level of indignance of how dare you be mad at me for stealing your money, like.
But people don't know this because they don't watch C-SPAN. Like, the House of Commons is like better than cable TV because people just get nasty.
Oh yeah.
Like this is CPAC. A reason to be CPAC. I said C-SPAN. CPAC. Right. CPAC. This is a reason just to like observe Canadian politics. People are all like American politics. Nabi. House of Commons.
Yeah. It was beautiful. Mike Duffy.
Why are you upset?
What's hilarious?
My job to steal money.
What is hilarious? I saw somebody made a tweet that was perfect. If you lay in bed with Stephen Harper, you will smell like him.
Don't kill me.
For sure.
But I loved when Duffy said, what did he say? Play with the kids in short pants?
Yes.
I was like, done.
What?
He's talking about, he's like, yeah, if you want to deal with the kids in short pants down the hall, talking about the prime minister, you know. There's some school kids, like, I'm the boss.
Yes.
So he flipped from that, from like, oh, and I, you know, all these people were, you know, casting these aspersions on me, and I didn't want to say anything. My doctor told me not to, but.
Because of my heart condition.
My heart condition, but I'm going to let you have it. And, like, it was professional wrestling. It was. One of those classic monologues. I listened to that once or twice. I just be like, yo, this guy's good.
It was so good. I almost feel like we should play part of it. Yes. I'm going to try and call it up because it was so good. And what's so genius about it is that, you know, it's like how indignant for being caught with your pants down, basically, is what it was, right? And, man, the chickens come home to roost.
I also want to say that I, as much as I'm focused on the Senate scandal, I do not want it to be a distraction to what's happening with Indigenous peoples, and that's what I definitely feel like is happening, right? Like, so, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, exactly, because the Senate scandal
bring out
for
Duffy.
Me, right? Like, the Senate scandal for me is entertainment, but, like, what's happening around the country with Indigenous peoples is serious stuff, right? Because at the end of the day, the internal wranglings of the Senate, which should be
abolished.
Thank you. I was going to say something else. It doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because, like, the whole arguments for them not being, why am I losing my words?
It happens.
Held accountable. Not even just held accountable, but them not being able to work, right? Like, they're not going to get their health benefits, all this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yo. Such a sob story.
You guys were able to pull up and find $60,000 to pay back to the government. I can't do that. So you got money somewhere.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. And let's, before we do play the Mike Duffy, because I think it's so, we won't play the whole thing, but I just want to play like a clip from it. But speaking of, like, let's not distract from what's happening to Indigenous people. So the latest from the NDP, you know, as they take on that, I'm a little bit wary about the appropriation of Indigenous issues that the NDP takes on. but at the same time, you know, it's important that we do have members of Parliament, you know, calling out the Conservatives, and not just the Conservatives, but the Canadian government in general for the ongoing atrocities. The latest, Charlie Angus is holding up the fact that there's been an OPP police investigation with evidence and court transcripts around information that has been withheld. That the federal government has been withholding around the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, specifically records related to St. Anne's Residential School in Fort Albany, Ontario, which operated from 1904 to 1976. And there's an extensive OPP investigation that happened in the 90s that includes interviews with more than 700 people talking about the abuse that they went through at these residential schools, and it includes things like there was an electric chair that they used on children, and children who were ill were made to eat their own vomit. And, you know, these are the sorts of things that, first of all, Canadians don't learn about any of this in school. They know nothing about residential schools. They know nothing about the whole history of Canada. And that's why I say anti-Indigenous racism is inherent to Canadian identity, because it relies on, you know, this idea that Indigenous people are just there for handouts, that they're just like this nuisance, right? But the whole story is never told to Canadians. Yeah. They never hear about it in school. They don't hear about it in the media. Of course, most Canadians don't take it upon themselves to go out and find out this information.
But how do you teach them something like that in school? You know,
it has to be taught. It's in the curriculum.
I understand. But like, how do you teach that in school? It's like you're in a place where, you know, 20 years ago, we kind of put people in electric chairs and do whatever. You're not going to get kids to behave. They're not going to listen to you as a teacher. I'm not saying that this is a reason not to do it. I'm just saying in terms of, like, why some people wouldn't want to do that is because the history is so incriminating for, you know, the institution itself that a lot of people are just going to be like, how do you really teach that? This is what we do in school. But this is what schools do.
I think, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to give the telephone number again, 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976 or www.ciut.fm. I think the vantage point that you're starting at is assuming that there's this awareness about it, right? Like some people know. The reason why I say that is that I'm doing a little certificate thing, and I'm like one of the older people in the class. And I'm doing this Indigenous Healing in Counseling and Psychoeducation course earlier this year. So there's a whole bunch of teacher candidates in there, right? And a lot of them were like, yo, I didn't even know that all of this was going on. This is the history.
I hear that all the time.
You're in your mid-20s studying to be a teacher and you don't know?
I do those workshops.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I hear this all the time.
Right.
Like every single time I could be in a class full of 40 people, 50 people, and I hear that every single time. I did not know. Right. I did not know this happened.
But I think it's incumbent upon the boards to institute this, and I think there are ways in which you can have consultants come in to talk about how we can talk about the history of Indigenous peoples and the history of other immigrants.
And the history of Canada's relationship to Indigenous people.
Definitely.
Because that's what's really missing here is, I mean, first of all, people need to understand that the history of Indigenous peoples goes way, 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 way before contact with Europeans.
Longer than 300 years?
Yes. Longer than 300 years, thank you.
Or how old is?
Yeah. And you know, includes science, includes astronomy, includes math, includes things that, you know, are, it's so often ingrained in Canadians' minds that Indigenous people were just sort of like existing like, you know, I don't know, like lumps on sticks.
Well, I mean, it fits the whole colonial narrative where it's like, came and we brought civilization to these people.
Actually in the textbook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was in my daughter's grade 3 textbook.
I was listening to this conversation the other day about how hard it is for Americans to tell, like, for example, an enslavement story, because like they're still living in that history in a particular way that maybe someone from like Sweden or something isn't. So like you can't expect my ear quotes or whatever, the rabbit ear quotes, right? Objectivity in that, because we're so steeped in it. Mm-hmm. Similar thing with Indigenous genocide. Canada is so still very much steeped in it that you can't expect them to really talk the truth on the matter, because it's still happening. And the little bit I did know about Indigenous history was, I remember my mom worked at OISE, and there was Indigenous people there, you know, when she first started. And then my dad, you know, kind of like when he was going through his like Homie the Clown phase or whatever like that, he was like, you know, you see what these people did? He'd give you those kind of stories, you know, and like, so I had a sense of what was happening. I didn't have the details and the nuance, but I didn't learn that much in school with regards to that, you know. And there was like, you had like what they Tecumseh, right? Mm-hmm. You'd learn about that. Mm-hmm. And I remember once we had a guy, Samuel de Champlain, came in costume and spat on everybody by mistake. That was interesting. But like, we didn't really, you know, I don't know if schools are really equipped to teach that because of the way that we're so steeped in.
They do it from early. See, you're talking about that whole colonial narrative. It's like, we brought civilization. I'll never forget. Junior kindergarten, my son came home with, it was around Thanksgiving, and he came home with, like, a coloring thing. You see this European man giving fruits, and like a basket of fruits and vegetable to an indigenous person. And, you know, it's like, oh, yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing me fruits and vegetables. They do it
from early. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we were here for thousands of years and we had no idea how to feed ourselves.
No, right? Like, exactly. Thank you for giving me fruits and vegetables.
It's actually like backwards. it's actually flipped. And like even all over the hemisphere, they didn't, like, Europeans came, they didn't know really what to do.
No, they didn't.
They didn't, you know what I mean? Like,
but I also want to acknowledge that there are, I'm going to use this very specific term in this instance, settlers who are listening to radio shows like this and who are, air quotes, allies, who have a responsibility maybe to challenge those tropes within the system. Mm-hmm. Go, you know, talk to your trustee, talk to your teacher, you know.
Yeah.
And there are young people doing that challenging stuff, mm-hmm. too, because they have access, you know, like Javon, to listen to shows like this as well. And that's why it's important for us to receive your donation so that we can continue doing this work.
Yes.
You know, because there are people that are benefiting and may not have access to make contributions, to make donations like you. So please hit us up, www.ciut.fm. Or call our donation line and speak with one of our lovely volunteers at 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976 or hit up that PayPal account.
Yes, thank you. That was brilliant, Kemba. That was a brilliant segue.
Yeah.
And really much needed because we've only had two callers. We're at the end of our hour. We're going to go through talking into the next hour. I know Griffin has a mix that will play if we get some more callers. Mm. But otherwise, we're just going to keep talking because we need that support. We've only had two donors, which makes me feel very lonely and sad.
And one's family, yo. So it's appreciate it. Yeah, we need, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and so much love for family. I mean, family supports us every time. But it's important that we also get listeners who we're not related to calling in and
we're all related.
I feel like that might be Whitney.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. Whitney looks like
she needs like a moment.
It looks like she's come from the zombie walk. I'm just going to call her out right now. She looks adorable, as always.
She has her buggy.
She's got her Frenchie's Auto Shop shirt on. And
so awesome.
Oh, her wrench. And you're a mechanic. Yes, she's a mechanic. And so she has just arrived to help pitch for the CIUT Membership Drive show.
Yay.
And you may have seen Whitney in places like Dufferin Grove Park with a typewriter and typing some poems. And she's like one of these poets where she's a freestyling poet. So she'll be like, drop three things on me and I'm going to write a poem. You know?
Yes. Turn on my microphone.
Yes.
Yes, welcome Whitney French to the Vibe Collective once again. I just welcomed you.
Oh yeah, thanks, cool. Slightly out of breath, but I'm so glad to be here.
We're so glad you're here.
Pardon the tardy.
You obviously felt it was worthwhile making the effort to come through to support us today on this Membership Drive show.
110%.
Yay. Yes. So we're very grateful to you.
Yeah, I was listening on my way up.
I'm going to have to take a picture of you and tweet it because...
I don't know.
Yeah, you've got quite the... Are you going to some event?
So I am. I'm actually going to Witchwood Barns. Mm. They're doing Boo at the Barns. It's a family event. I'm not even, you know, I don't even work for them. I'm just promoting this promotion for them. But I'm going to be writing poems for the young ones. And maybe spooky ones, maybe like political ones, maybe intense ones, mm-hmm. maybe silly ones. And I have to dress up, so I decided to dress up as a mechanic.
Nice.
I put this together with my roommates in probably 20 minutes.
It's pretty awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And you have your typewriter.
I do have my typewriter.
So you'll be using that today.
I could totally use it today.
Oh, you
on
could
the
use it
air?
Here. Yes, that would be brilliant.
If you guys are, I don't know how loud that would be, but
I would love the sound effect. But we're not going to do anything like that until we get more callers because we've only had two callers.
You can't bust out the typewriter.
No, and we've also been encouraging people to come down live.
Cool.
Not only will they get to join us on the air, but they will get to sample some of these incredible red velvet cupcakes that Victoria got up at 6 a.m. this morning to make.
Ooh, la
just
la.
For today.
Yay.
So 416-946-7800, toll free 1-888-204-8976 are the numbers to call to support us for the CIUT Membership Drive Show. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we will continue this live round table discussion about how awesome we are and also criticizing, critiquing politics, culture, world issues, indigenous issues, and
Kanye West.
And
Let's get married!
More on that after the break here on the Vibe Collective CIUT 89.5 FM.